going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. It's Matty Garwood and someone who was lucky enough to get a few shows around the start of this year. We've had a bit of a taste from Sydney songwriters Ollie Sherman's latest release in January with Madness. He has followed it up with Homeboy, and we're catching up with our homeboy, Ollie Sherman. Thanks for coming on Oz Made.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
You had a massive 2019 with like 80 shows around the country. You got over to Japan earlier this year.
I did, yeah. Luckily.
Crazy. What took you over to Japan?
It kind of came out of nowhere. My manager was kind of like, hey, do you want to play in Japan? I was kind of like, yeah, like, what's the catch? So, luckily enough, I played like 3 or 4 shows over there, just around like the ski field. I'd never been before,
awesome.
But yeah, it was really cool. Really cool.
And that was off the back of like 80 shows last year. How did you put the stamina and sustain doing so many shows?
It was tough. Like, I think that was my first little touring experience, like properly. And most of it was by myself as well. Mm. So it gets hard at times. I think I just kind of just keep remembering why I'm doing it. This year was kind of the same before everything started.
Yeah. So that was off the back of your release of 303. You had some big performances there, like Newton Festival and Sydney Beer Fest. What were some of your favourite performances from last year?
Yeah, that was cool. I think Newtown Festival was really, really, really cool. That was our first kind of festival experience as our group. I think that would have to be one of my favourites. I think the other ones would just be the hometown shows,
and
all your family and your friends come and check you out and stuff like that.
So you followed that up with a release in January with Madness, and now you've got your brand new one, Homeboy. How are you finding having brand new music out throughout 2020?
It's cool, but it's also quite weird. Mm. While this stuff has been going on, it's given me a lot of time. I'm sure other people like a chance to listen to a lot of music. So this one was kind of created differently with a different mindset, but I guess it's still kind of the same thing as well. I'm happy with it.
And what is Homeboy about, mate?
It's confusing for me as well to even try and explain, but I think the best part of it is kind of like an experience of how I may deal with some things in terms of relationships and friendships and stuff like that. And it was kind of just a conglomerate of everything that was going on at the time when writing it. There's nothing really too negative or too positive either. It's kind of just what was at the time. And then a lot of people have messaged me being like, hey man, like, I can totally relate to this thing, but that thing that they're talking about isn't really what I'm talking about. But I guess that's kind of the point of doing it, because it gives people different feels.
Well, it doesn't need to make sense so much to me anyway, because like you said, we're all creatives. We can interpret things different ways. What something's written in a way to mean to you, it can be completely different to me, and that's the joy of it, like you said.
100%. Yeah.
Like you were saying as well, before things shut down, you had quite a big 2020 planned.
Yes, we had another big tour planned, and I got about 2 weeks into it, and I was getting on quite a bit of a roll and playing a lot, and it's just something that I had to accept. It's looking like it's kind of loosening up a little bit, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yep, so did you have to do some rescheduling? Did you just flat out cancel, and are you just going to wait as restrictions start to lift a little more at the moment?
When we first got the news, there were a couple of people that pulled out, a couple of shows that went ahead. I personally didn't feel comfortable travelling around as I did before. Like, we didn't reschedule right away because I don't think anyone was planning anything significant. But we've got some shows booked later in the year. But again, like, who actually knows what's happening right now? So I think keeping put and writing is the best way to go.
So we've potentially got maybe some more shows later on the year. What else can 2020 bring out for you?
A week ago, I was just kind of having a drink with a few mates, and it was something that's been on my mind for a while, but it's something that I definitely wanted to do for a while, which was actually making a project, like an album. What that would look like as a project is still unknown, but it's definitely something I really want to achieve this year.
Well, mate, in the meantime, we got Homeboy. We're going to chuck it on repeat. We're going to play it right now here on Oz Made.
Sweet. Thank you. My name is Ollie Sherman, and this is my new single, Homeboy.